joined here with Jeannie Moran. And Jeannie, you accomplished something pretty amazing last year, 500 miles in the pool. Why did you want to start that challenge for yourself?
Well, I had read the book Naiad about Diana Naiad swimming when she was 64 years old from Cuba to the Florida Keys, which I looked it up today. It was actually 110 miles that she swam in 53 hours. And then I watched the movie of it on Netflix, Naiad, and it really motivated me because she was 64 when she did it, and I thought, well, I can do that. I could swim 500 miles. I can't swim from Cuba to the Florida Keys, but I'm going to set my own goal. So I just felt like I wanted to do that.
Had you looked around to see what other goals other people had met? Had they met the 500-mile challenge, or is this something very few have done?
I'm not really sure about that. I belong to a couple swimming Facebook groups, and some people swim a lot more than me. Some people swim a lot less. It was just a personal number I threw out there for myself, and I thought, I've got the time now. I want to achieve that.
You've been such a part of the YMCA here in Aledo.
Well, it's such a great facility. Yes, I was actually 9 months pregnant with my second son when they broke, you know, when they opened the Y here in 92, and I swam the day before I gave birth. And so swimming is such a great activity. And I grew up at the Y as a kid up in LaGrange. And there's so many great people that you meet when you surround yourself with other like-minded people that are physically active. They motivate you, and so that's a part of it too. So.
And going to that, actually, were there times where you got to 250 miles, 300 miles, and thought, well, that's a pretty good accomplishment. I'll stop there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm the 11th of 12 children, and my sister is a swimmer, and she, well, a couple of us are, and she's older than me, and she's faster than me as a swimmer, and so she's told me at Thanksgiving, she said, you won't make it. So that was the gauntlet that was thrown at me. So in December, I actually had to swim 75 miles, and I got it done. It was very hard to do that, but I was very determined to get that. I did a couple of times where I swam twice in a day, so.
Yeah, what was the routine? How many miles a day did you do?
I started off in January. I went up to the Moline Y. What's nice about our Y is that you can get free passes at other Ys. And so when the time doesn't work to swim here in Aledo, I swam at the Moline Y, and I swam 5 miles straight. It took me about 3.5 hours, and that was a good jump start. And so I usually swam about 3 miles a day. But then with traveling and things like that, it kind of varied, but I was still, what's great about the Y and other pools is that as long as you can find a pool, I would try to get a swim in, and so I was able to meet that goal.
Well, you are a retired educator from the United School District. Talk about meeting goals. You helped kids do that for years. What would you like to say to some of the kids who, you know, are working on their first sport and really struggling a little bit? How can they make it?
Just keep at it. You know, surround yourself with other people that are encouraging you. And, you know, think of this way. When I compare, I lose. Don't compare yourself to someone else. Just compare yourself to the person you were the day before. And some days you might achieve your goal, and some days you might slip back or stay the same. But just don't give up, and just persevere. You know, we've all been through a pandemic where we all kind of struggled that way, but now we're on the other end of that. And so, you know, we persevered through that. So if you're new at a sport, don't give up. And, you know, with swimming, it's so great because I started swimming since I was a baby, and it's a lifelong activity. And even if a person doesn't see themselves as a swimmer, they can always get in the water and walk. I've seen a lot of people. I've had a hip replacement. I've had rotator cuff surgery and overcome that. And I've had to be out of the water for those. But I got back in and started slowly, you know, getting back into swimming. So if you are struggling with some health issues, the pool is a great place to spend your time. It's a low impact, and it really gives you a great exercise. And I'm really excited with the new pool that they'll be building outside next summer. I'm looking forward to that. And I just hope that the community, I know the community is really excited about it. And I hope people that don't see themselves as being in the water, that this will encourage them to just give it a try.
I feel like the Y should hang something from the rafters and put 500 miles for Jeannie Moran.
Well, you know, that would be, not that I would want that. No, I don't want that. But I've seen, like, at the Moline Y, they have, like, inside one of the bulletin boards, they have, like, 100 mile club, 200 mile club. And they do keep track of people that have swum certain amounts, you know. So it is kind of a neat goal. And you know, you just, we've done a walking club here, you know, to see where people, there's a lot of people that walk a lot further than I do. So it's kind of neat to look at that. And it does motivate you, that's for sure.
And then, Jeannie, finally, next year, 600 miles?
No. I've slowed down a little bit. You know, I'm busy visiting relatives and then also with my grandkids. So I slowed down a little bit this year. And maybe next year, maybe I'll try to swim 10 miles without stopping. We'll see. I love swimming outside. And, you know, that would I'm thinking that might be a goal, just to swim 10 miles without stopping. So, yeah, we'll see.
Jeannie Moran, what a story of encouragement and inspiration. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me. All right.